Welcome back to the Dobbies podcast. I'm Daisy Payne and I will be your host on today's very special episode, which is coming to you live from the Chelsea Flower Show. It's a little bit of a grey day, but it's a very bright day here for Dobbies because they have just won 5 stars for their trade stand, which is where we are coming to you today, which is a huge achievement. They have also won a rather exciting award as well, which we'll talk a little bit more about. But I am joined by Dobbies Horticultural Director Marcus Isles, who frankly is beaming right now. Tell us how you feel. You've literally just scooped this award.
Hi, Daisy. Yeah, it's amazing. We've got a 5-star award again. We got one last autumn and we were like, oh, so hopeful for this year. And we've just been presented with it and it is absolutely amazing news. And thank you to the RHS, but thank you to the whole team, of all the store team and everybody that's helped and all the suppliers that have helped us to achieve this.
Well, I am not surprised because it is beautiful here. The planting schemes, it's such a relaxing, beautiful sanctuary. So I'm really not surprised that you've done well. But how can you do better than this, Marcus? Do we sniff a show garden next year, perhaps?
Well, you never know. Onwards and upwards. But it is wonderful to be sort of lay down the challenge, really, on how we can keep improving and keep inspiring people to really achieve more in their garden. Such an amazing event. It's already really, really packed. So we've got lots of people on the stand. It's been really, really good.
It's a beautiful stand. So let's talk about it. The theme for this year is all about the sanctuary, isn't it?
It is. Green sanctuary. So somewhere that people can come to, they can escape from all the hustle and bustle, even though it's really hustly and bustly here today. but they can escape onto our stand and really experience the beauty of the plants and all this wonderful planting that we've put together as a really excellent way of giving people ideas about what they can introduce into their garden for this summer.
So let's talk about the plants then, because I am seeing a range of colours and tones. There's lots of hints of purple and sort of reds throughout. Do you want to talk me through some of the plants?
Yeah, so our main objective as plant specialists is to make sure that we highlight all the different ranges of plants that we sell in the stores. And we also want to show different ideas and colour themes that people can put together. We've got one particular section which is all about the hot colours. So that's always a bit scary for people when they're talking about yellows and oranges and reds, how to combine them together. But what we've done is actually brought together lots of greens as well. So hostas and ferns and other big foliage plants. So you can really highlight those strong summery colours, really bring some warmth into the garden. And I think that's what people want during the summer, is something that's really bright and colourful. Then we've got a main avenue which goes through the middle of the garden, and we've actually got some purple that we've introduced. We've got a purple water feature, and we wanted to make sure that was then highlighted in the planting. So we've introduced some beautiful pots with some heucheras and a new sort of celosia, which is with the purple flowers, and that's been really good. We've also got purple passion flowers, and we've got purple bromeliads. So that's all contributed to a really good walkway through the middle of the garden. Then at the front of the garden, we've got purple flowers. We've got beautiful Senecio silver, angel's wings. Mm. So that is a really big, bold foliage. We've also got a strontia in there. We've also got heucheras. And we've also used passion flowers along the front railing, which is, they're sort of scrambling around and they're beautiful, sort of tropical looking flowers.
It's such a lovely variation of form, isn't it? You've got the lovely fern sort of swaying gently in the breeze here. And those hints of purple are beautiful. These are all, I guess, plants that people could plant up either in pots or in their own gardens, I'm guessing. Are there any tips for people to look after these plants?
Yeah, we wanted to... it's got an urban feel to the garden this year, but we're also showing the versatility of a lot of herbaceous plants, great in borders, also great in containers. So we've already been speaking to a lot of customers on the stand that are actually loving that idea that they can put things into pots. There's a lot of people that are moving more now, perhaps they're renting properties. Doesn't mean to say they can't do anything in their garden. They can be planting up containers. Use the John Innes compost, peat-free compost, which we have, and we have won our Sustainable Award with. So that is a really good compost to be planting up herbaceous plants and shrubs and things into containers. So those combinations, really achievable for people. Whatever the scale of the size of garden, they can actually take away ideas from here. And most of the plants that are on the stand are available in store now.
And that's what I love. I think it feels very relatable, the garden this year. It feels like the planting schemes, the size of the plants, the pots, everything like that. It feels very, very much like you could lift it up and put it in your own garden at home and create your own, well, sanctuary. And the sound of water trickling down is so relaxing.
Yeah, we did. We wanted to make sure we had a water feature on the stand. I think it really does give you that sanctuary feel, somewhere that you can escape to. And as you say, that, you know, this size of garden is a sort of average, I suppose, size garden for people in an urban environment. But actually, you could cut this down quite easily into smaller sizes. So whatever size you've got, we've also got this wonderful wildlife living wall, which is something that even if you just had a very, very small terrace and no space on the floor, you could actually put up a living wall. And because we're trying to encourage wildlife, that's got ferns, it's got birdhouses in it, etc. So a really nice feature to have in your garden.
Perfect for balconies.
Yeah.
Perfect for those small spaces. And I think more and more this year we have seen people getting into gardening, even if they have a tiny, tiny space or a window box. So it is fantastic to see that relatability this year. And we're standing in a sheltered spot where there's lots of houseplants as well.
Yeah.
Big this year. Lots of beautiful greenery around us, also feeling very relaxing.
Yes, we've introduced more seating into the overall garden, but especially into the indoor space. And I think people are finding those, if you've got a green sanctuary you want to escape into, even creating that in your own home. Yes, you may have houseplants around the house, but why not create a corner where you can really escape, bring in some big palms and some big foliage. We've got strelitzias here, we've got lots of calatheas, we've got yuccas, we've got chamadoria palms, we've got hanging plants, we've got kokodama. So lots of different things that you can actually make into a beautiful little sanctuary that you could escape to and chill out in your home.
Or, yeah, work in. You know, I think home offices, everybody's kind of had to transform some sort of space at home over the last couple of years. So having more greenery around you, working even in a sanctuary is a nice thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's something that I've always taken for granted because I've had a connection with plants all my life. But when you introduce these things into a room, it's almost when you take things out and you've got a blank room, then you put the plants in, you really do notice that difference.
You certainly do. And going, sort of stepping back out into the garden, there's also some beautiful herbs that look like they are just thriving. They are huge. Talk to us about that planter.
So we have the planters from a company called Ergonomics, which are available on our website. So a really good planting system that anybody can put together, even if you just had a roof garden or a balcony or just a little terrace with nowhere to plant. These are fantastic planters. You can grow anything in them, any veg or any herbs. And it has a watering system as well. So really, really easy for the novice gardener. And as you say, the herbs that are growing in there are like monsters. They are really taking over.
They are. And I know you can grow veg and all sorts in them as well because of the way they work. Yeah. They're very smart, aren't they?
Yeah. They're built to last. Very, very good quality. Also really deep. So you can, things like carrots, things would normally be difficult in containers. So yeah, very, very versatile.
So before we talk through some of the other products that are used and sort of the very exciting peat-free compost that Dobbies are shortlisted for an award for, let's also just talk about the practicality of this space. Because one of the things that I love about a garden, and this does it brilliantly, is it's real. So there's lots of seating and comfort involved, because if you've got a garden at home, you want to be able to enjoy it, don't you? I think this sanctuary really does that.
Yes, I think a garden doesn't have to be just like a picture that you stand back and look at. It needs to be something that you can actually walk into and enjoy. And I think that is most important now, where people, yes, you want to spend some time in the garden and be looking after and nurturing your plants. But after that, you just want to be able to sit down and relax. And creating indoor and outdoor spaces where you can actually sit and appreciate your plants or chill out, have some friends over or family, that's really important.
Definitely. And just coming back to some of the plants, ferns, they can be quite hard to look after, can't they, if you're a beginner gardener? What are your top tips for ferns, particularly in pots?
So ferns are very versatile, but there are certain ferns which can tolerate drier conditions. Some need more moist conditions, and some will take full sun, some will need to have semi-shade. So do check up when you're looking at the ferns to make sure that they're suitable for the right, for the position that you're looking for in the garden. Apart from that, it's really preparation of the soil, so making sure that you put plenty of compost into the hole, and then really give them a good water, and just nurturing them, especially when they're getting established, so they can get their roots down. Once they're established, they're really, really hardy.
And the big enough pot to start with, I think often the mistake I see lots of people making is they buy a pot just about big enough for the plant when they buy it. It is important to really think through the life of your plant and make sure the size is right to start with, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely. And larger pots are always better. So even if you're putting combinations of plants, and we've done a lot of combination planting in the garden this year. So using ferns around the base of larger plants, they love it because it's a little area where they can get a little bit of protection. We've got tree ferns, for example. So they're giving the protection overhead, and then you can put smaller ferns around them.
Brilliant. That's a good top tip. Do you have a favourite? You spend months, don't you, Marcus, putting all of this together. Huge amount of work. Do you have a favourite spot or a favourite plant? And do you have any funny stories of the year planning this?
Yes, because of Chelsea running in the autumn last year, normally we get a whole year to do the planning, so we didn't have the year. So literally straight after Chelsea in the autumn, we had to make a decision on what we were going to build for the spring. Bringing all the elements together, we want to do something very different. We've had a lot of people visiting the stand and said, oh, we didn't recognise it, it's nothing like last year. And I said, well, that's what we wanted. So that is good. I think the wildlife living wall is really special to me because I love to create those areas that I think are very versatile. So you don't need to have a very grand garden. You may just have a little backyard, but you can introduce plants into that space. So it really gives an opportunity for people. And it looks gorgeous. It's got ferns in there. We've introduced flowering plants in there, some wildflowers in there as well. So really proud of that.
It's luscious and so green and beautiful. You're listening to the Dobbies podcast. We are recording this live from the Chelsea Flower Show. There is a huge amount of hustle and bustle all around the Dobbies stand here. It's a little bit grey, but I think the sun is going to come out for us throughout the show. And there's some rather exciting news, Marcus, that we need to discuss. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yes, we're very proud to announce that we got the RHS Sustainable Product of the Year Award for our fantastic range of John Innes composts. So we've been working on this project. Of course, we wanted to be 100% P-free in 2022, which we have achieved. And part of that mission, which started in 2018, was to make sure that we had peat-free John Innes mix. Now, this has been a fantastic compost over many, many, many decades, and people are really familiar with it. And there wasn't a nationally available large volume John Innes mix of different grades of John Innes. So we needed to put our heads together with our supplier to actually pull this off. And we have done that. We've managed to create all the mixes, so bring all the ingredients together. They were all tried and tested. We wanted to make sure that it was quite familiar when people opened the bags, that it didn't look like something that was really different from what they were used to as a peat-based compost. In a peat-based John Innes, it's 40% peat, so it was quite a high peat content. So we have achieved that. Excuse me.
One moment. This is the beauty of recording a podcast live. Can you hear that, listener?
Thank you.
As you were, Marcus. Lots of people laughing all around.
excuse me. Yes. so we brought all these mixes together, made sure that we had all the right ingredients, the right look, the right feel to the compost. We needed to try and test it to make sure that it was going to grow all the plants as the what we were expecting, and we then managed to get it bagged up and ready for sale last year. We then had to make sure that we got an accreditation from the Johnnies Association, which we achieved for our number one, number two and number three. So that's a young plant, a potting on compost and a mature plant compost. And we also have joined the Responsible Sourcing Scheme. So that tests all the ingredients that are included to make sure that they are all sustainable. And we got a Grade A award for that. And then, to add icing on the cake, we then got the RHS award. So I had to do a presentation. So all the shortlisted products were presented. I was last on that roster to actually go through and present. And the judges were really, really pleased with this product. It has the scale. We sell lots and lots of compost. We sell over 2 million bags of compost a year as a company. So this really means that we are moving the whole industry into the future, which is to make sure that there is no peat used in compost.
It's absolutely fantastic news, not only for you working so hard behind the scenes at Dobbies, but also for us as gardeners, because it means now that there are some fantastic options. So Marcus, tell us about all of the other kind of contributors and suppliers that have played a part in this beautiful trade stand.
Yeah, so not only is it a big company effort, so the whole team at Dobbies coming together to be able to pull the garden together. We also have a lot of our suppliers helping us. So, for example, of course, we've won our award for our Sustainable Product of the Year, which is our compost, which our supplier is Evergreen, who's created that for us and done a fantastic job doing that. We also have other peat-free options that are supplied by Westland. So that is really, really good. So we used a lot of their compost as well for the pots and containers. A lot of the pots that are around the stand, we have a huge array of pots in store, but we love the Cappy pots that are out on the stand this year. So they're made from recycled plastic. They are really, really versatile. They're very lightweight, so really useful for people with balconies, etc. People that want to move around, maybe they're renting properties, etc., rather than great, big, heavy pots and then putting plants in them and you can't move them. These are really lightweight but really resilient and frostproof. Also, we've got indoors pots from a company called Elho. So fantastic. There's their new Vibes range, which is selling in huge numbers on the stores. Really, really lovely looking pots, very contemporary. Then moving on to some of the soil improving type of products. So we're very much into soil health. It's such an important thing from the health of our soils, really does help our plants. And Carbon Gold, we're working very closely with them and we have used their products on the stand. Also another peat-free option, so Coca-Cola blocks. So this is a dry product which you can actually add moisture, add water to, and very useful if you're just doing a balcony garden, you want to have some compost available. It's packed up really, really tight, so it can be stored in a cupboard, and then when you want to use it, you just add water and it expands. And also we've got a new product called Lava Light, which we've used on the stand. So that is lots of different formulations. It's a volcanic product, granules, and it has lots of different uses, but very good for pot topping. There's one version for indoors, which stops all those little fruit flies, which is really useful. We've even got one which will stop slugs outside. So that's Lava Light. So really good to look out for that. Thank you very much to Harrodin Turf. So we're now working with them for our wildlife lawn. So we've been using the birds and bees mix, which is on the top of our building at the stand at Chelsea. Fantastic. It's great. Created a lot of interest. We had a lot of the other stand holders around the show who were desperate to get hold of it because it looks just so amazing. It looks really, really good. And we really want to encourage people to be putting wildflowers in their garden. So that's great. We mentioned Ogronomics before, so they're growing containers. Thank you very much to them. Evergreen Landscapes, really, really big thank you to them, because we needed all of that hard graft to get all the paving down. So Chris from Evergreen, thank you very much. Bradstone donated the paving for us. Fantastic company. Really, really lovely slabs, which do give you that wonderful warm feel around the garden. Contemporary Fencing. We really do really love their great looking fencing, and we use this slightly weathered look this year, which really gives a really good backdrop to the whole garden. And Growing Revolutions, so that's a company that supplies our living wall concept, which is called Plant Box, and that's so versatile, so easy to use, and I think it's something that people should be including in any garden.
So Carbon Gold, I've been using, testing out. It's really fantastic. Soil Improver is just easy to use. Mix it up with your compost, your soil, your roses, whatever's, you know, you've got planted. So easy. And Coco Coir, I have also tested out, because, like you say, it's one of those ones, one of those options that you read a lot about or you see online or whatever, and you think, how does that work? And it's fantastic. And it, like you say, you can buy them in little, they look like bricks.
Yeah.
And then they expand, perfect for if you're going up to the 18th floor in a balcony and you can't lug big bags of compost.
Yeah.
So really practical, really easy to use. It's fantastic to see a range of things used here that are really accessible for people. So Marcus, what do you feel sets this award-winning stand apart to other years?
I think what we do find, the feedback from visitors to the show, is that it is something that's very achievable. Of course, we want to highlight the products that we sell, so they're very easy for people to get hold of. They can buy them online in a lot of cases, or they're available from their local store. So they can actually look and get the feel for the garden. But we're always putting together these planting combinations. So maybe you've only got a little patch, or you've got one container, you've got one corner that you want to do, but you can come to our stand, you can get those ideas, and you can go home and create it for yourself.
Yeah, and I think if you are listening, if you listened along to this and you really want to check out more, see behind the scenes, see all the plants that we've been talking about, make sure you check out Dobby's Facebook, Instagram, go online, see the buzz, see all the plants that we've been talking about. This award winning, I mean, it's literally, Dobby's have got awards all over the place here. We've got 5 stars, you've got the Sustainable Product of the Year. It's so fantastic to see, you know, Dobby's that we all go to in our local towns are doing so brilliantly at Chelsea Flower Show. Thank you. I've learned lots from you, Marcus, today about all the plants. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show. You can go and celebrate.
Thank you, Daisy. It's been great talking to you.